The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. And a good morning to y'all. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Wednesday as we kick off another week of racing, covering the great sport of kings, Las Vegas style, right here from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, at the South Point Studios, and of course the South Point Studios here, and at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital. And of course, not only can you see us from the South Point Studios network, the streaming network at YouTube. Just go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. You get to us, you click us on, you can see us and hear us. The race day shows every race day show that we have. And of course, we have all the other platforms that we're on running around town. You can listen to us on the radio if you want to this morning at Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM here in Las Vegas. Of course, we've got our websites that we simulcast on, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. Your iPhone or your Android, you can get either the KSHP app on your devices so you can hear us, and you can also get your YouTube app on your devices so you can hear and see us. And of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, whenever, when, wherever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show as we kick off another week of racing, covering it Las Vegas style. And of course, we are counting down now. It's getting closer and closer. 11, the lucky number 11, 11 days to go until the Kentucky Derby. And of course, we got all these special things that are happening here at South Point celebrating America's most famous horse race and the fastest 2 minutes in sports. For example, on Thursday, 1 week from this coming Thursday, tomorrow, 1 week from tomorrow, we're gonna have the special Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby preview show that will be here from the South Point Studios on YouTube only. You can't get this on the simulcasting and on any of the other platforms that we're on except the South Point Studios at YouTube. All right, we're gonna start this at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, we're gonna have handicappers Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo and other guest handicappers. We're going to go over the Kentucky Oaks Day racing program because the Kentucky Oaks will be the next day. And then, of course, preview the Kentucky Derby for our Kentucky Derby seminar that will also be the next day. So you get all of that stuff there on the Kentucky, our special Kentucky Derby, Kentucky Oaks show that comes here from these studios, 3 p.m., 1 week from tomorrow, Thursday. And that'll be at 3 o'clock. We're going to go through all of the races at on Kentucky at Churchill Downs for Kentucky Oaks Day, and of course preview our Derby Day. Then the next day, 1 week from Friday, the next day, on the of course the 3rd day of May, we'll have our Kentucky Derby seminar here at the South Point studio. Of course, here at the South Point Complex, we'll be in the Grand View Lounge, which is adjacent to the race book, the Grand View Lounge live. Again, Jonathan Hardoon from the East Coast, John Lindo from the West Coast, and myself will be hosting our annual Kentucky Derby seminar. That'll happen Friday at 6 p.m. in the Grand View Lounge. And of course, that's adjacent to the race book here at the South Point. And of course, it's the Grandview Lounge. It's a great setup. It's a lounge for entertainment. And we're going to use that for our seminar that Friday night. As soon as the Kentucky Oaks and the Western races at Santa Anita are over, we'll start our seminar there. And then the next day, 1 week from this coming Saturday, on the fourth day of May, of course, the main event, the Kentucky Derby, and the big Kentucky Derby viewing party that would be held in the Grand Ballroom. The doors for the Grand Ballroom will open up at 9 a.m. Big banquet tables, big, huge screen TVs. I mean, big screen. Those screens are so big. When they come down the stretch, you think they're going to run you over. In any case, we'll have a lot of small TV sets as well for the other races that are going on Saturday. A full bank of betting windows, betting kiosks. We'll have food and drink discounts, of course, and the big banquet tables. Bring your friends and have a celebrate the Kentucky Derby with us. And, of course, we'll have a hat contest as well. There'll be a hat contest that has the most elegant, best horse-themed, best fascinator or fedora, and best overall. That hat contest will go about 2 o'clock, so bring out your best hats and win some money in the hat contest as well. Everything I just told you is free here at the South Point from the time you park your car. So don't forget, we started off on Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow, with the special Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby preview show that'll be only here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and then, of course, all of the other festivities that follow after that here on this complex at the South Point, celebrating America's most famous horse race, your run for the roses, the Kentucky Derby. 150th running, by the way, of the Kentucky Derby. 11 days to go to the Derby. Well, most of the horses that are going to be racing in the Kentucky Derby are already at Churchill Downs. Most of them are there. And there's a few that are, I think the one that's shipping in is West Sahara for the Saturday race. He's coming in. And the other horse from the West Coast is also coming in. But 90% of all the horses are there at Churchill Downs. They're working on the racetrack. There's been several workouts. And the latest workout was this morning. Forever Young went 6 furlongs in 119.68. Don't let that fool you. Because the clockers that I've been in contact with say that, Ralph, this horse went around. It's a beautiful specimen. It went around the racetrack and never really got what they call out of a gallop. So that's why the slow time for the six furlongs there. All the other horses are doing well and doing what they're supposed to be doing as they prepare for the Kentucky Derby. And, of course, coming up this weekend. Between Friday and Saturday will be the final major workouts for 90% of all these horses. And, of course, taking a look at now the jockey assignments for the Kentucky Derby. For the jockey assignments, now we've got Sierra Leone, we'll have Tyler Gaffleone. Fierceness, we'll have John Velasquez. Catching Freedom has Flavian Pratt. Stronghold, Antonio Freisou. Resilience still has a jockey to be named. Resilience has not got a jockey yet. He, of course, trained by Bill Mott. The six Forever Young will have Ryusei Sakai aboard. Endlessly, who is expected to go in the turf race, the American turf, on the weekend of the Derby and not in the Kentucky Derby. He's still listed as number seven on the points list, but his connections say he's expected to go in the turf race and not the Derby. You got Dornock, Luis Saez will re-ride. Just a Touch, Brad Cox is still looking for a jockey on Just a Touch, I believe. We'll wait and see there. Track Phantom will have Joel Rosario back. West Saratoga gets Jesus Castan on. Just a Steel will get Keith Asmussen back. Honor Marie gets Ben Curtis. This is the jockey from overseas that rode the horse last time. He's going to retain that mount for the Kentucky Derby. Ben Curtis will ride Honor Marie. Domestic Product will get Irad Ortiz Jr. Irad has secured the mount on Domestic Product for Chad Brown. Then you've got Catalytic. Catalytic gets Jose Ortiz. Jose Ortiz has secured the mount on Catalytic. Society Man. Society Man is going to get Frankie Dettori. Frankie Dettori has secured the mount on Society Man for Danny Gargan. Mystic Dan will have Brian Hernandez Jr. Ancino, a horse who won the Lexington and got in by virtue of the points that he got in the Lexington and some other defections, is still expected to be in this race, but not sure about whether Brad Cox will take a prudent effort and keep him out of the race or not. But Ancino is qualified to go in the race, and therefore he doesn't have a jockey yet. Then you've got Granmo the First. Ismael Jaramillo will ride that. And in the 20th spot is Two Password. This is the Japanese horse. This Japanese horse will get the services of Kimura Kisuchi. So Kimura Kisuchi has got the mount there for Two Password. Now you've got two horses that are sitting on the cusp. That is Epic Ride and Uncle Heavy. We'll wait and see about that. We have seen a couple of defections already for the Kentucky Derby, and we will wait and see. Now, here's the deal. They're going to draw for the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Saturday is opening day at Churchill Downs. We've got a couple of days left for Keeneland, and then Churchill Downs will open on Saturday. They open the Churchill Downs card. They open the Churchill Downs meet. This spring meet, of course, with a nighttime racing card. 6 p.m. is the first post time, Eastern time, 6 p.m. at Churchill Downs on Saturday, which is 3 o'clock our time here in Las Vegas. But they will be drawing for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks, drawing for that field on Saturday. So we should know by Sunday exactly what post position these horses have and who for all of the horses that are in the race. Once they draw the race, the only way another horse can get in is by a defection within the body of the race. Okay? That said, Rich Ang, when he comes along later on, will tell you about the Kentucky Derby Advanced Edition. Just like the Breeders' Cup, they're going to do a Kentucky Derby Advanced Edition this year for the Daily Racing Form. That, I do believe, is going to hit the stands on Tuesday. Okay, for the Kentucky Derby, and then we'll have the ramp up all week until Saturday, till a week from Saturday, to finally decide on who we like in the Kentucky Derby. All right, all that said, we will remind you that Jonathan Ardoon is with us today, Rich Ang, John Lendo as well. So we have our three handicappers there. Jerry J will obviously not be with us today. He'll be back on the shows on Friday when he returns to town. And since there is no aqueduct today, we wouldn't get any picks out of them today anyway. And now, one final note, and that is, of course, the Hall of Fame. 9 new members have been elected to the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame. They include the racehorse Justify, your last Triple Crown winner, Gun Runner, a proficient runner as a racehorse and definitely a proficient stallion, and Joel Rosario are the top three of the 9 that were inducted into the Hall of Fame. Now, of course, Rosario, he's 39 years old, native of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He's won 3,604 races through April 20th. He ranks number 4 all time on the North American purse earnings with over $308 million in earnings in his career that began in 2003. He has been an Eclipse Award winner for Outstanding Jockey in 2021, won the 2013 Kentucky Derby aboard Orb, the Belmont Stakes with Tunnelist in 2014, and with Sir Winston in 2019. He's won 15 Breeders' Cup races, including the Breeders' Cup Classic with the champion Accelerate in 2018 and Horse of the Year Nixco in 2021. He's been 15 times. He's been among the top 10 riders in North America. He's won several titles, both at racetracks that he's raced at throughout the country. So congratulations to Joel Rosario there. And of course, Gun Runner, a proficient racehorse in his own right and a stallion. And Justify, of course, you know, came on the scene with a flash as a 3-year-old, went through the 3-year-old races, won the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont to be the last Triple Crown winner for us. And so he deserves to be in there. a gentleman called Abe Hawkins from the pre and post Civil War years was named posthumously, obviously. Aristides, the very first Kentucky Derby winner, was inducted. LeCompte, another top horse of the past in the 1800s. And Harry F. Guggenheim, who was one of the top owners and movers and shakers in the business. Clement L. Hirsch, a big owner from Southern California and breeder as well. And Joe Hirsch, who was the leading man for the Daily Racing Form for years. He was the leading man there at the Daily Racing Form. Finally got his due. Joe Hirsch also inducted. So those are the guys there for the Hall of Fame, and we congratulate all of them, deservedly so. One horse that did not make the list again, and I'm going to bite my tongue until I talk to Jonathan Hardoon, a horse that I've voted for every year since I've been able to do this as a voting member of this. And this one horse has not gotten in yet, and he deserves to be in. Talk more about that later. In the meantime, we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we'll get your racing menu. And then, of course, Jonathan Hardoon will join us. And, of course, Rich Hang and John Lindo. So don't go away. We're starting out another fabulous week of covering this great sport of kings, Las Vegas style. Beautiful weather here in Las Vegas. 66 right now. It's going to be 85 today here in Vegas. And the weather looks pretty good across the country. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, looking ahead to this weekend. On Saturday, we've got a Grade 3 going on at Golden Gate. Aqueduct has a stakes race. Churchill Downs, of course, on its opening day, will have a stakes race on Saturday. Oaklawn Park will check in with a couple of stakes. Santa Anita will have a couple as well, including one Grade 3. And the opening at Woodbine Racecourse in Canada will also be on Saturday. They have a stakes race on their opening day. So Churchill Downs and Woodbine opens on Saturday. This week as new racetracks. And of course, as you know, we move into the spring and summer. And on Sunday, Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Woodbine will also have a stakes race apiece. So it's kind of light on the stakes races this weekend as we wait patiently for the walk to the Kentucky Derby. That's for sure. Looking to Sunday real quick at Keeneland. Keeneland on Sunday, pick six paid $18,813. Nice. Wow, a $60 winner in the fourth race at Keeneland was the highest priced winner of the day there. As far as Santa Anita was concerned on Sunday, he had a couple of stakes races. The Siren Lore won by Johnny Padres with Giovanni Franco aboard paying $35.80. Franco and trainer Librado Baroccio teamed up to win two races at Santa Anita, both the Siren Lore and an earlier race, the second race there as well. And in the other stakes race of the day, the Santa Maria, the winner there was Coffee in Bed, Mike Smith aboard, beating the big, prohibitive, huge favorite in that race. And Coffee in Bed, 10:40 there. Super Shine was second. Desert Dawn was third. And the pick six paid a little bit over $10,000 at Santa Anita on Sunday. And as far as Aqueduct was concerned, Jose Lascano won three races in a row. He won the fifth, sixth, and seventh races there. The seventh race was the Plenty of Grace Stakes. Spirit and Glory was the winner there, paying $6.30 for trainer Robert Falcone Jr. Manny Franco had a couple of wins as well at Aqueduct. And that's just about it for the weekend. Oh, and the Hawthorne Derby. This is a race that produces a horse that is winning your in for the Preakness Stakes. In the Hawthorne Derby, I'm sorry, the Illinois Derby at Hawthorne, the Illinois Derby won by Patriot Spirit. with the Julio Felix aboard, $12.60 there for trainer Michael Campbell. Gets an automatic bid now into the Preakness Stakes, outrunning Real Men Violin and Woodcourt, who finished third there at Hawthorne. And that's just about what happened on Sunday. As far as the weather is concerned, temperatures are great. We're getting into the spring and moving into the summertime. As far as temperatures, 80 degrees in Miami, got 71 in New York, L.A.'s got 66, and Chicago checks in at 46 degrees. And as I said, here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 85. Now let's go to the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. Reminding you, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, not a problem. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today. First post times will roll out right here in the South Point racebook behind me. But if you're listening on all those other platforms that we welcome at the top of the show, we know you're in another time zone. So adjust to the Pacific time zone, to whatever time zone you're in. This way you don't miss anything, like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu. Only six tracks on the menu today. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30. 9:30 at Tampa Bay today. Then we have Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover, $138,802. Their first post time is 9:40 at Parks. Then next up comes Keeneland. Now, Keeneland will race today and tomorrow and Friday. Closing day is Friday at Keeneland. Of course, Churchill Downs opens on Sunday. First post time at Keeneland today is at 10 a.m. They have a Pick 6 carryover at Keeneland, a regular Pick 6 carryover of $56,441. And a Pick 6 carryover at Keeneland today. First post time is 10 a.m. Then we go to Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time at 11:10. 11:10 first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis. And then we next go to Turf Paradise in Phoenix, Arizona. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover continues to climb. Today, the Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise, $540,834. First post time is 1:25. And then we wrap it up at Evangeline Downs. Their first post time at Evangeline will be at 3:30 this afternoon. And that is your light menu for this Wednesday. But we'll pick it up by the weekend. By Saturday, we'll have 12 racetracks on the racing menu. All right. Let's go to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Doing fine. Weather's getting great here, and we're now I'm in short sleeve shirts instead of my sweater, so it's all good news here. They're going to draw for the Derby and the Oaks on Saturday. Somebody told me they were going to try to do it between races there. I'm not sure, but it's going to be Saturday sometime when they draw for this thing, and then we'll at least find out the post positions and the actual 20 horses that have been entered.
Right. We'll find out who's in and who's not. And I'm sure, again, you'll have a couple of defections at the draw. And they'll be, you know, filled in with horses on the outside looking in. So it's an exciting time if you're in that situation. And I'm glad they're doing it, you know, a week out. That's terrific. It helps handicappers. It helps the players. Everyone wants the information as soon as possible. So when they used to do it on Tuesday, it was actually late Wednesday till the forms came out and everything. Now they'll have everything by Monday, and that's really good.
I think it's good for everybody. The handicappers, certainly now with technology, people are betting and handicapping this all over the world. So, you know, that's good stuff. And, of course, we still don't know what's going on with Muth, but I'm, at this point in time, I'm pretty sure that he ain't going to make the race.
No, Muth will not be running.
Yeah. In any case, Hall of Fame. Now, you know, Joe Hirsch, who was the kingpin, he was the guy for the Daily Racing Form. This guy worked for the Morning Telegraph and then the Daily Racing Form, which Morning Telegraph became. For 49 years, from 1954 to 2003, his impact as far as his articles, etc., were beyond anything that you might imagine. And as a matter of fact, on the sideline, Joe Hirsch was a roommate of the great Joe Namath when Joe Namath was playing for the Jets. They were roommates, so you know they had a lot of great stories. But in any case, Joe Hirsch was a fantastic writer, etc. And I can't believe it took this long to get him into the Hall of Fame.
Not only that, Ralph, there's a prestigious race run in New York every year called the Joe Hirsch, and it's named for him. I can't believe it either. I mean, he should have been a first ballot right off the bat, or he should have been inducted while he was still riding. I mean, that's crazy. It really is.
Well, I can tell you this. There's one particular individual. It's an equine that's been on the ballot for as long as I can remember. I have voted for this horse every year. He was very prominent during the time he was on the racetrack in his niche, which was a sprinter. The horse's name is Kona Gold. He won the Breeders' Cup. He won so many other sprint stakes races, and yet he keeps getting overlooked all the time. What's the deal with why? Is there a prejudice against Kona Gold?
It's the craziest thing, Ralph. I mean, you know, every year everyone says, well, he'll get in this year, he'll get in this year. He reminds me of a baseball player named Gil Hodges that played for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And for years, everyone said, well, he'll get in, he'll get in, he'll get in. It took him like 20 years after he died to get in. And, you know, that's what we're going to hear about. You were telling us that some horse or someone from the 1800s finally got inducted.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
That's
under
what it looks like.
that was a category that was past people, that particular category, etc. But unless I missed it, unless Kona Gold is in it, and I missed it, all I can tell you is he should be in it. That's for sure. He wasn't certainly amongst the list this year. All right. So we got the Derby coming up. You're going to be out here sitting in studio with us for the special on Thursday. And, of course, the seminar on Friday, and, of course, the big race in the ballroom on Saturday. With all of your connections, what's going on with Encino? Is he going to go or not, you think?
No.
Not going to go.
He's not going to go.
All right. So in that case, if he's not going to go, then we've got number 21 is going to be Epic Ride, which will then get in the field by points. I should say, I'm not sure whether they are going to go or not, but a horse called Epic Ride, I don't know anything about Epic Ride, but he's the next one. He's got 21 points. So if Encino defects, as you say he will, which I thought he would too. And then of course you got Endlessly, who's going for the turf. So there might be another one opening up there as well. We'll wait and see.
You're going to have two defections at least, Ralph. I think so. So.
All right, so outside of Epic Ride at 21, you got Uncle Heavy at 22. So if there's two defections, then those two, by the points, will be the next ones up. We'll wait and see what happens there. But it's going to be exciting, that's for sure. And Rich Eng, of course, holds all the keys because he's a Mr. Daily Racing Form, and we can't wait to get our hands on that Racing Form Advanced Edition, that's for sure.
Very key, very important, and, you know, it's like going to war without a gun. You need the form.
Yeah. If you don't have a gun, you better have strong hands. In any case, well, there's racing at Keeneland. They will be racing at Keeneland until Friday. Will you be doing a sheet for Churchill Downs?
Yeah, Churchill will replace Keeneland.
Okay. So we got you good doing the Churchill Downs, that's for sure. A late post time on opening day. This is been a tradition now for, I guess, the last couple of years that they have a twilight post time, 3 o'clock here, 6 o'clock there at Churchill Downs for the opening of there. And, you know, they got the first week and a half of the meet stacked up with a lot of stuff. As a matter of fact, they are building on like a week of big days and big race days. Now, of course, we have the Derby on Saturday. We have the Kentucky Oaks that's got real big now, just a little bit away from being as big as the Kentucky Derby on Friday. Now they stacked more stakes races up on Thursday. In fact, they have a new saying for Thursday of Derby week. They call it Thurby Day. Thurby Day. That's what they call it. And so we're going to, and as a matter of fact, we'll have a Thurby Day show because our show is on Thursday. So it's a Thurby Day show, actually. But you can see them trying to build, you know, like 4 or 5 days a week of big racing there. And I can't wait to see that new amphitheater type of paddock for sure either.
Yeah, I saw pictures of it. It looks pretty cool. It's like, you know, you got stands around it.
Yeah.
And then they walk through it. It looks really nice and it's big and that's good.
Oh, I'm sure they have executive suites there to go for big bucks too around there. You know, They're
it's
making
all about
sure.
Money.
That's right.
We know that, Ralph.
They're monetizing to the 10th degree when it comes to the Derby and Churchill Downs, that's for sure. But it is America's Day at the Races. It is the most famous horse race in America, and it is the fastest 2 minutes in sports.
Correct. And it's the first big one of the year for horse players, you know, and for the game. So it's important. And let's see what happens. So let's see if we're going to have a chance at a Triple Crown winner. A lot of momentum building up.
All right. Well, today we do only have, six racetracks on the menu, but there's two racetracks that you're going to concentrate on. And one of them, the main event, the big track of the day, is Keeneland.
Yeah, let's look at the third race today, Ralph. It's a mile and a 16th on the main track, and I like the number 9 horse in here, Active Duty, a 5-year-old gelding from the Dallas Stewart barn. Jaime Torres aboard to ride. He's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. He's been around 2 turns. Graduation day today for number 9, Active Duty, in today's third race out at Keeneland.
All right, the 9 Active Duty, 4-1 on the morning line for trainer Dallas Stewart, and as you say, Mr. Torres aboard. Number 9, Active Duty, in the third race today at Keeneland. And I guess we'll go to Tampa Bay next then, huh?
Yes, we will. 9th and final at Tampa, mile on the turf. And I like the number 1 horse in here, My Great Illusion. This is a 3-year-old gelding from the Ronan Crichton barn. The horse's last 2 races both run at Tampa over this turf course, and they were big improvements. Obviously, this is a horse for courses. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 1, My Great Illusion, Angel Arroyo for Ronan Crichton, wins today's 9th and final.
8-1 on the morning line, the 9th race, number 1, My Great Illusion. And let's hope he has an illusion in the winner's circle as well. In any case, you got 2 sheets today, and that is, of course, Keeneland and Tampa Bay, and you'll be cranking it up and ready to go. And, of course, we'll be seeing you here live in Las Vegas soon, Jonathan.
Yeah, Ralph, thank you. Stay safe and be well, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot. All right, we're going to our break, and when we come back after our break here, we'll be joining Rich Eng. He'll join the show and tell us all about that. That elusive daily racing form advanced edition for the Derby, too. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday, kicking off another week covering the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style. And all I can say is when we're talking about building programs day by day at Churchill Downs for the entire week for the Kentucky Derby, talking about that Thursday, which they call Derby Day now, that's May 2nd, got 3 stakes races on that day as well as the abundance of stakes races on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, and of course, Kentucky Derby Day. So it's going to be a hell of a week coming up starting next week. right now, the calm before the storm, but we're waiting for all of the information that we can get to start handicapping, get out the Ouija boards, get out all the marking pens, get out your dartboard, whatever you do to handicap, that's for sure. And most of us out there are handicappers that need the Daily Racing Form. We bring in now Rich Eng, and he's going to fill us in on that. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Yeah, I sent a note to you and the others on the show about the final plans for the Kentucky Derby Advance. And in all candor, it's probably been easily 15, 20 years since there was a Kentucky Derby Advance. Because if folks are old enough like you and me, Ralphie, remember the early Advance used to be the lifetime past performances of all the horses nominated. We're talking like 300-400 horses.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be much more focused, laser sharp. And the fact that the race is being drawn on Saturday allows us to do this. But we're going to have the lifetime PPs of the three-year-olds that are entered. There's going to be editorial and handicapping support copy in the publication. We're going to print it on Monday, and it'll be available in race books on Tuesday morning. Here in the participating race books in Las Vegas. And if people want to order it through the mail, they can call my office, Ralph, if I could take a
sure.
If the people
yeah.
phone number.
Yeah.
702-261-9400. This is for those of you folks outside of Nevada. 702-261-9400. And in fact, you'll get me most likely on the phone. I'll take down your order and we will mail them Tuesday morning. Obviously, they're not free. You have to give a credit card for payment, but we'll send it out, whether it's U.S. Postal Service or FedEx. Just give me a call and we'll take care of you.
Now, when you say that they'll be ready and they'll be at the race books on Tuesday morning, I will assume that any other place that people get their racing form, whether it be a liquor store for people, you know, they're listening to us around the country, a liquor store or at the racetrack itself or whatever, wherever they get their daily racing forms now, that advanced edition will be in that spot on Tuesday morning, correct?
That is correct. The racing form has printers they use region by region,
mm-hmm.
and the goal is to have the Kentucky Derby Advance printed Monday night, available in locations that sell the form on Tuesday morning, so they should be able to pick it up in whatever the 50 states are participating.
Now, Rich, to be clear about this, it's the Kentucky Derby Advanced Edition, but will it show... will you have the past performances and the actual other races that will be conducted on Kentucky Derby Day? Will it look like, like the past performances that you would get in a regular racing form on Derby Day, or will it be just for the Kentucky Derby?
It's just the Kentucky Derby, Ralph. It's not full card. It's just the Kentucky Derby. And the fact that they're drawing the Derby on Saturday, the time frame allows us to do this and reintroduce the Advance.
So. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, I'm so glad they're going to do it on Saturday. I understand that they might be doing the Kentucky Oaks as well on Saturday, correct?
Yeah, that's what I hear is the Oaks too, but this publication is going to be focused strictly on the Derby.
Now, along with the Kentucky Derby, all the past performances, lifetime past performances of the 20 horses that will be in the Kentucky Derby, will there be other... I know you said there's going to be articles, et cetera, but will there be other like stats on how the jockeys and trainers, their record for the Kentucky Derby, stuff like that, like the Breeders' Cup Advance?
Yeah, I've been told that it's going to be pretty substantial, and it will also have the also eligibles, Ralph. So like, for example, if a Rich Strike is horse number 21,
yeah.
You'll see those PPs, and if he draws in, you'll have the PPs. We're not going to exclude anybody as long as they enter. And they're on the AE list. You'll get all their PPs, and there's always the potential for last second changes. Horse drops out. Number 21, number 22 draws in. That's possible, and it's happened within the last few years.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks so much. And again, remember Tuesday, wherever you get your form, Tuesday's advanced edition for the Kentucky Derby, the Tuesday before the Derby. Plenty of time to do all the things we do when we're handicapping. With the racing form, that's for sure. Hey, you got a sheet today for Keeneland, as you have been throughout the entire Keeneland meeting. Will you be doing a sheet for Churchill, or will you just go back to one sheet for Southern California?
When Keeneland ends on Friday, I'll be doing one sheet for Southern California. I will do a second sheet when Kentucky Downs opens, which will be later this summer. I love the Kentucky Downs meet. It's a short meet. They have unbelievable purses. They have a European turf course. Mm-hmm. And if people have not been there, it's one of the unique race courses, not only in America, but maybe in the world. So Kentucky Downs is when I'll pick up a second track.
Yeah, I think that goes where? Early September, doesn't it, that meet?
They do run some during the time when Ellis is running. There's some short period in there when they run, and then they run a few more days in the fall.
I see. So now they're getting two meets there instead of just the one brief meet. They have two of them now?
Yeah, very short. Okay. Very short meets.
Good enough. Thank you. All right. Well, let's get a winner out of Keeneland today.
Well, I tell you what, let's go to the opener, Ralph. This is part of the rather short price than long face, and the fact that Keith Asmussen is making his riding debut at Keeneland, and it looks like his father, Steve, entered this horse to give him as good a chance to win his first race as possible. It's the number two, Shogun Be Fast. This horse is dropping from an allowance race at Fairgrounds to $20,000. I mean, this horse has a huge class advantage and has early speed. I think Keith Asmussen just goes to the front. Steve would just love to get his picture taken with his son in the winner's circle at Keeneland. So let's go with the number two, Shogun Be Fast, race one, Keeneland.
All right, first race at Keeneland, number two, Shogun Be Fast. That could be a singleton for the early pick five at Keeneland today. And number two, Shogun Be Fast is the play in the first race at Keeneland. And again, first post time at Keeneland today is at 10 a.m. So make sure you get your play down in time for that, 10 a.m. first post Pacific time. All right, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. We will wrap up the show with John Lindo. Jerry J is on off right now for until Friday. So we'll wrap it up with John Lindo and check out what's going on in SoCal. So don't go away.
From the South Point Studio. Perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh. Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, kicking it off again, the racing week here from the South Point Studios. Remember, the Thurby Day Thursday show at here in Las Vegas on May the 2nd, previewing the Kentucky Oaks Day racing on the next day and the preview of the seminar that will be held on the next day for the Kentucky Derby. That show will only be aired on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. So if you haven't tried it, make sure you do it before that day so you can just click on, you'll be familiar with it, and it will not be on any of the other simulcasting platforms that we have. That one's only on the South Point Studios network here at the South Point Studios on YouTube. All right, let's go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
You packing bags, getting ready to come on up?
I'm ready. I'm ranking ready to go right now.
All right. Well, the weather is beautiful here. I'm sure it is there in Southern California as well. But right now we don't have any racing in Southern California for today anyhow. But taking a look, John, I know at the Hall of Fame, What's the deal with Kona Gold?
You know, I have no idea, Ralph. This is a horse that not only won the Breeders' Cup Sprint, but he competed in it, I think, five straight years. I don't have the numbers in front of me. And, you know, buyer speed figures regularly, 110, 115. Numbers that in this day and age, people would be dropping, you know, jaws would be dropping. And longevity for a sprinter like that is very unusual. And I don't know if it's a bias against having sprinters in the Hall of Fame or because he was on the West Coast, he didn't go back east a lot. I don't know if that's the case, but I do know this. He should be in, and it's an absolute shame that Bruce Headley's horse, ridden by Alex Solis, and he should be in the Hall of Fame, no doubt, Ralph.
No question about that. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the Breeders' Cup sprint that he actually won was at Churchill Downs, was it not?
It was at Churchill Downs. I think he beat a Bobby Frankel filly named Honest Lady to the wire that day. And again, he gave you 110% every single time he ran. He was just, he was a lot of fun. And then he was a stable pony. He was taking horses on and off the track at Santa Anita when he was retired.
No question about that. Hey, Frankie Dettori did a lot of lobbying back there at Keeneland and all that for a Derby horse, and he got one.
Yeah, his agent, Ryan Anderson, has said that he will be on a horse. He got on Society Man, so that's a good sign, and he deserves to be in that race. It's on his bucket list, and the way he's riding right now, you better at least take a second look at Society Man to see if he has any chance at all.
All I got to say is I don't know how full that bucket is left of what he's got to do, but it's being emptied quite quickly in the last couple of years with Mr. Dettori, the way he's riding, that's for sure. And, of course, you know, we'll wait and see. You can't win it unless you're in it, and he's in it now, that's for sure. All right, John, I know that we come to the end of the Keeneland meet on Friday, and then, of course, Saturday we start with the Churchill meet. The Lindo Report, what's your schedule for coming up?
Well, this week I'm doing the 3 days of Keeneland, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the 3 days of Santa Anita, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week, we'll at least do the Churchill Downs, obviously, Friday, Saturday, the Oaks and Derby. We'll do the Thurby card on Thursday as well and want to see how the rest of it falls out. I'll be doing Southern California as well. Obviously, a lot of things going on next week, but for sure, at least 3 days of Churchill Downs, maybe more.
Scuttlebutt on the backstretch in Southern California about any of the Derby horses out there at Churchill Downs.
Well, there's only one from Southern California. He just went out to Churchill Downs. He got there yesterday. That was Stronghold for trainer Phil D'Amato. The only filly in the Oaks would be the Val Brinkerhoff filly. You caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she ran well at back in New York. So just two representatives, one in each race from Southern California.
All right. And certainly that is Where's My Ring?
Where's My Ring? Yeah. Yes, that's the filly. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've got a stat for Keeneland that we want to get to.
Well, the closing weeks at Keeneland are always 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So the last 5 years, that's a total of 15 race dates. Trainer Wesley Ward has won 21 races during the closing week cards.
Wow.
So that's more than one a day. And he is loaded this week looking at the card so far. Expect that to continue. He will be in the winner's circle multiple times this week.
Well, I got to say, is those races for two-year-olds this time of the year at Keeneland, the four-and-a-half furlong ones on what they call the Baird course, he's won practically every one of them so far, the early in the part of the season. And if they got them scheduled for the last part of the season as well, he's going to rack them up.
Yes, he will. He's loaded in those. And there's actually a couple of five-and-a-half furlong turf maiden sprints for the two-year-olds as well. And he's well represented there. He usually preps horses with the idea of going over to Royal Ascot in those races. So keep your eyes open. You don't know what you're going to see this week.
All right. And anything going on in Southern California at Santa Anita that we should know of?
Weather will be good this week. Should be fine. And the one thing I noted to you, Ralph, they enter today for Saturday, both here and up at Golden Gate. And Golden Gate will run their last stakes race ever on Saturday, the San Francisco Mile. There'll be a lot of Southern California horses headed up for that. It's going to be a full field. So, that you know, maybe take a look at that race and look and keep it on your radar. It'll be interesting, and it's going to be sad at the same time.
Yeah, melancholy edition of the San Francisco Mile, which was a key race in Northern California at Golden Gate for a long time, and it has a history of some nice horses winning that race, and a lot of them from Southern California. And I guess the final one will be loaded up with SoCal horses as well.
Yep, Northern and Southern California representatives there. We'll see it when they draw today. I understand it's going to overfill, so it'll be a big field, and that's always good for the horse player.
Now, scheduled the official schedule for closing day at Golden Gate is, June 6th?
June 9th, is it?
Oh, 9th?
Whatever
okay.
That Sunday is of that week. They will run a three-day week that week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the other thing with their calendar, Ralph, all of a sudden they added some Fridays that weren't on the calendar last week when I checked their website, and they are racing on Friday this week.
Yeah, well, I guess it's an influx of whether they can fill races or not at this point in time, because a lot of people don't want to wait till the very bitter end. They're looking for other places to run their horses, that's for sure. All right, time to get a horse from you for today. You have a Linda report, a full Linda report for today's racing at Keeneland. It's available only in one place, and of course, that's here at the South Point in the South Point Racebook, complimentary and free of charge, because they love horse players here. And John, what do you say? What's on the Linda report for today?
Let's go to Keeneland, race number 5. In the 5th race today, number 8, Air Force Cruising, showed good speed debuting in a turf sprint at Fairgrounds. Only got tired in the last 16th of a mile. That was against Maiden Special Weight Company. Trainer Eddie Keneally, who does point to Keeneland, is very, very good dropping from maiden to maiden claiming, which he does today. This horse has speed, been training well on the dirt, so I don't think the surface switch is going to matter a whole lot. 12-1 on the morning line is kind of that's ambitious. I think if you get 7-2 or 4-1, you take it here. Number 8, Air Force Cruising, race number 5, Keeneland.
All right, 5th race at Keeneland, and of course, number 8, Air Force Cruising. Hope he can cruise right into the winner's circle today. The 8 in the 5th race today is John Lindo's pick. Don't forget the full Lindo report. Selections in all the races, the suggested late pick 4, and all the goody information at the bottom in one full sheet. And that is here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, the Linda Report. And all I got to say, John, is it's getting exciting. It's getting fun. And the anticipation is starting to build now for all, not only the Kentucky Derby. There's going to be some great racing cards coming up with a lot of competition over the Derby Day, Thursday, Friday for the Oaks, and Saturday Derby Day as well. Can't wait to get started, my man.
And quickly, one work this morning of a Derby horse, the Japanese horse, Forever Young, worked this morning. They gave him 6 furlongs and 119-4.
Yeah.
But it was one of those open gallops where he ran. He worked the last quarter mile in 23 and change. It was one of those, Doug O'Neill, I'm going to gallop you around and let you finish up. And he looked good finishing, but 119-4 is not going to break any speed records.
No, but don't let the time fool you. I got other clockers indicated to me that it was it was almost like a gallop out there, really.
Exactly.
All right, John. Well, we're going to put the finishing touches on this first race day show of the week. And until we get back together tomorrow, one more thing to say. Say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.